Hancock Public Health is getting ready to launch their latest community health improvement plan, and they need your help to formulate that plan. Hancock Public Health Commissioner Lindsay Summitt is with us in the studio this morning. And Lindsay, thanks very much for taking the time. First of all, let's talk a little bit about what the Community Health Improvement Plan is. And this is something that is done, what, every 3 years? Is that right?
That's correct, Chris. Every 3 years. And first off, thanks for having me here this morning. So, yeah, we're getting ready to kick off the 2026-2028 Community Health Improvement Plan. As many of you may remember, a year or so ago, you all participated in a community health assessment. Mm-hmm. And that's where we got input back from the community of kind of what's important to you and what you think we need or what's lacking and where there's opportunities. So all of that input is now been formulated and can be found in the Community Health Improvement Plan, which if interested, you can go to our website and you can find that entire document. And when I say our website, that's the Hancock Public Health website.
So what did you learn from that assessment? Kind of give some of the highlights here.
Yeah, so based off of that assessment, we formulated three priorities that we will be focused on, and those priorities are going to be behavior health and substance use, social determinants and built environment, as well as chronic disease and healthy lifestyle. Now, under each of those priorities there, we narrow it down into a few other different areas. For example, under social determinants and built environment, something that we're going to be focusing on is data collection around housing, transportation, just kind of getting a look at what are the challenges that our community members are facing when it comes to being able to get those health services that are needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because as you lay those out, those priority areas, those are big umbrella categories. So, you know, narrowing that down obviously is important. And using that example that you just gave, there are a number of entities who are involved in this, both traditional health related entities and outside of maybe what we would consider to be health entities.
That is correct. We have something that's the overarching group that's called the Be Healthy Now Coalition. Mm-hmm. Several partners within the community. If you're interested, that can be found on like within the first five pages of that plan. Mm-hmm. It takes a partnership. You know, it's not just one organization within the community. It's everybody working together in order to make these changes.
Yeah. So then, how does the Community Health Improvement Plan aim to put those needs that have been identified into action, or formulate a plan to address these issues?
Yep. So we have meetings quarterly to just kind of bring everybody back to the table to say, hey, what are we doing? How are we working and achieving these goals? But also being aware that as time goes on, things can change. Obviously, funding can change, priorities can change, needs change. So if interested, though, something that will be new with this plan is we will have a forward-facing dashboard on the public health website. So anybody can stop in there and see kind of what's going on, because that application will also be available for all the partnerships. They're going to be able to get in there and put any inputs, updates that they have going on at any time. So we'll always be able to keep better track of that, maybe a little better than we have in the past.
You mentioned funding is one of those things that can change. And certainly there has been a lot of question marks, a lot of unknowns with respect to funding over the course of the past year. How has that impacted how you go about putting together the health improvement plan?
Yeah, obviously we got to make sure we have the funds available to do it and being able to navigate just as all of that changes. So far, we're still waiting on a lot of things, but I think, I mean, I'm comfortable with what public health is in control of so far. But we have to remember there's a lot of other community partners that will be navigating some of the aspects of this as well.
And then this also comes at a time where there is a lot of, I don't want to say upheaval, but I guess for lack of a better term, with respect to public health in general. People have some very strong thoughts and opinions about the direction of public health and the direction that it should take. How does that impact? I mean, what do you think when you hear some of the conversations that surround public health in general right now, and how does that impact the way you go about doing things like this to try to improve the health of the community overall?
We just need to remember the basics of public health, what we're here for, why it's important. And from my perspective, I've always approached it as, here's the data. This is the information that I'm providing. I'm hopeful that you will choose best practices, but I'm here to provide you with the education. So at the end of the day, you can make the best decision for what's right for you and your family.
Ultimately, that's always been the goal. Is there more? Do you feel as though within the community there is more skepticism about that information that you were putting out? And I guess the other part of that is that a good thing that people look at all of this information with a critical eye?
You know, this community has always been kind to public health, mm-hmm. And we've just always done our best to answer everybody's questions, and everybody in our agency would always welcome, please ask questions if you have any doubts or concerns, mm-hmm. because we just want to be able to provide you all the facts, the education information that is there, so you can, again, make the correct decisions for what's right for you.
So cycling back, we mentioned the Community Health Improvement Plan, and you do have the details from the health assessment, and as you continue to roll out this latest improvement health improvement plan, folks can peruse that information. When you talk about the highlights and the points of emphasis within that over the next 3 years, are they significantly different than what they have been in the past?
You know what? I've been reviewing that here lately, and honestly, I think it's going to be a little bit more of a play on words more than anything, because at the end of the day, we're looking at, you know, for example, healthy lifestyle. Just what does that look like? Because that's obviously changing every year. It's evolving continuously. Mm-hmm. So I think we may have focused a little more maybe around certain chronic diseases. I know last health assessment, there was a lot around diabetes, and we made a lot of great progress in the community with that. But this time we're also taking a little bit of a look at making sure we're getting people active, making sure that we're having opportunities for healthy food choices, but we're also taking a look at, let's get people back to the basics of, let's know those basic numbers, you know, your A1C, your diabetes, your cholesterol, and being able to kind of get at that as an overarching point as mm-hmm. well. Because if we know those basics, maybe that'll help us make better decisions as we move forward.
And again, to follow up on that, like you were saying, you look back at comparing this latest community health improvement plan with the previous one, when you kind of, I'm sure this is part of the process, assess the success of implementing the previous plan. How would you assess the success, or how well the previous plan was implemented heading into this latest one?
So I think one thing to remember, these are only 3-year plans. And when you look at our priorities and our goals,
yeah.
oftentimes they're very lofty goals.
Yeah.
And it's going to take more than 3 years to change them. So I think if you do a little bit of a comparison, you might say, boy, I see a lot of resemblance moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, there are resemblances, but we've tweaked it to maybe be more compatible with where our community is at this moment. And so I think, too, if you're interested, we do have a very nice synopsis that's a one-pager on our website that shows that provides all the highlights of what we were able to capitalize on in that last assessment.
So very much a work in progress.
Yep.
Again, that information is all highlighted right on the website for anyone who wants to look at both the previous successes and what the goals are moving forward.
That is correct.
And that website is?
If you just Google Hancock Public Health, make sure okay. you're in Findlay, Ohio. It will populate.
And it is right there on the front of the page. Actually, we do have the link posted on our webpage as well, so you can find it there. And again, Hancock Public Health Commissioner Lindsay Summitt with us this morning talking about the latest community health improvement plan being rolled out now. Thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.